Fifth Canto, chapter 3, text 9. Srimad, because a lot of the people here are Indonesian, I'll speak in two languages. Yeah, karena banyak hadirin di sini dari Indonesia, saya pakai dua bahasa saja. Yeah, Srimad Bhagavatam, Skanda 5, bab 9 ayat. Skanda 5, bab 3 ayat 9. Tad yata balisanam svayam atmana shreya param abhidusham parama parama purusha prakarsha karunaya swa mahimanam chapavargakyam upakalpayisham svayam napachita evetaravad ihokalpa ihopalakshita. This verse is prose, it's not in the poetic form, so we can't chant it over and over. Ini prosa, bukan sloka, jadi tidak bisa kita tembangkan. Tat, that, itu, yata, as, sebagai, balishanam, of the fools, tentang orang bodoh, svayam, by yourself, oleh dirimu, atmanaha, own, diri, shreya, welfare, kesejahteraan, param, ultimate, tertinggi, avidusham, of persons who do not know, tentang orang yang tidak tahu, parama, parama purusha, yang paling tinggi di antara yang tinggi. Our Lord of Lords, Prakarsha, Karunaya, by abundant causeless mercy, oleh banyak karunia yang tiada sebabnya, Swa Mahimanam, your personal glory, kemuliaanmu sendiri, Cha, and, dan, apavarga akyam, called apavarga, liberation, disebut apavarga, atau pembebasan, upaka payishan, desiring to give, ingin memberikan, svayam, personally, pribadi, apacita, not properly worshipped, tidak dipuja dengan cara yang benar, eva, although, walaupun, daravat, like an ordinary person, seperti orang biasa, iha, here, di sini, upalakshita, you are present and seen by us, engkau hadir dan kami lihat. Translation: O Lord of Lords, we are completely ignorant of the execution of dharma, artha, kama and moksha, the process of liberation, because we do not actually know the goal of life. You have appeared personally before us like a person soliciting worship, but actually you are present here just so that we can see you. You have come out of your abundant and causeless mercy in order to serve our purpose, our interest, and give us the benefit of your personal glory called apavarga, liberation. You have come, although you are not properly worshipped by us due to our ignorance. Tuhan yang Maha Tinggi, kami sama sekali tidak tahu tentang pelaksanaan Dharma, Artha, Kama, dan Moksha, proses mencapai pembebasan, sebab kami sebenarnya tidak mengetahui tujuan hidup. Engkau sudah muncul secara pribadi di hadapan kami, seperti orang yang ingin disembah. Tapi sebenarnya engkau hadir di sini hanya supaya kami dapat melihatmu. Engkau datang atas karuniamu yang tiada sebabnya dan berlimpah-limpah, guna memenuhi tujuan kami, tujuanmu untuk memberi manfaat kemuliaan pribadimu yang disebut apa warga, pembebasan. Engkau datang meskipun kami tidak menyembahmu dengan cara yang benar karena kebodohan kami. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Vishnu was personally present in the sacrificial arena, but this does not mean that he had any interest in his own personal benefit. Similarly, the Archa Vigraha, the deity in the temple, is present for the same purpose. Out of his causeless mercy, the Supreme Personality of Godhead presents himself before us so that we can see him. Since we have no transcendental vision, we cannot see the spiritual Satchitananda Vigraha of the Lord. Therefore, out of his causeless mercy, he comes in the form we can see. We can only see material things like stone and wood, and therefore he appears in the form of stone and wood, and thus accepts our service in the temple. This is an exhibition of the Lord's causeless mercy. Although he has no interest in such things, in order to receive our loving service, he agrees to act as he does. We cannot actually offer suitable paraphernalia for the Lord's worship because we are completely ignorant. It was out of his causeless mercy that the Lord appeared in the sacrificial arena of Maharaj Nabi. Penjelasan dari Srila Prabhupada. Sri Vishnu hadir secara pribadi di tempat upacara kurban suci, tapi ini tidak berarti beliau mempunyai kepentingan untuk memperoleh manfaat untuk dirinya sendiri. Begitu pula Archa Vigraha, Archa di tempat sembahyang, hadir dengan tujuan yang sama. Atas karunia yang tiada sebabnya, kepribadian Tuhan Yang Maha Esa sendiri hadir di hadapan kita agar kita bisa melihat beliau. Oleh karena kita belum memiliki penglihatan rohani, kita tidak bisa melihat Satchitananda Vigraha, Tuhan yang bersifat rohani. Karena itu, atas karunia yang tiada sebabnya, beliau datang dalam bentuk yang bisa kita lihat. Kita hanya bisa melihat benda material seperti batu dan kayu. Karena itu, beliau menerima bentuk terbuat dari batu dan kayu dan menerima pengabdian kita di tempat sembahyang. Ini memperlihatkan karunia Tuhan yang tiada sebabnya. Walaupun beliau tidak mempunyai kepentingan dalam hal-hal tersebut, namun guna menerima cinta bakti kita, beliau berkenan bertindak sedemikian rupa. Kita sebenarnya tidak bisa mempersembahkan sesaji yang pantas untuk memuja Tuhan, sebab kita bodoh sama sekali. Atas karunia sebabnya, beliau muncul secara pribadi di tempat kurban suci yang diaturkan oleh Maharaj Nabi Hari Krishna. Om Agyana Timiranda Siagyana Janashala Kaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayang Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Mukam Kuroti Vachalam Pangrong Lang Haite Girim Yat Kripata Mahambande Sri Gurum Dinatarinum Divyad Vrindaranya Kalpa Drumadha Srimadratnagara Simhasanishto Srimadradha Srila Govinda Devo Prishtalibi Sevyamano Smarami Sri Krishnam Radhikan Cheva Lalitancha Vishakikam Shakibir Anvitam Nityam pranamami muhur muhu. Om Hrim Shong Ugrang Virang Mahavishnum Jalantam Savato Mukham Nishingham Bhisanam Bhadram Mrityu Mrityum Namami Aham. Hare Krishna. So first of all, very happy to be here in Mayapur after a long time. The last time I think I was here was 7 years ago. Jadi saya bahagia sekali berada di sini sekali lagi. Terakhir saya di sini 7 tahun yang lalu. Yeah. And we have a big group of devotees from Indonesia here also. 23 devotees. Yeah. Ada grup penyembah cukup banyak dari Indonesia hadir di sini. 23 orang. Yeah. And they're all from Gita Nagari Baru village in the province of Lampung in Sumatra. Jadi mereka semua dari Gita Nagari Baru di Provinsi Lampung di Pulau Sumatra. Hare Krishna. Nobody can enter the holy dharma of Krishna or of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just by buying a ticket. They have to be invited by the Lord himself. Jadi tidak seorang pun bisa masuk ke tanah suci Krishna ataupun Chaitanya Mahaprabhu hanya dengan membeli karcis saja, tapi harus diundang oleh beliau sendiri. So we are all very fortunate that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has once again invited us to visit the holy dharma of Sridham Mayapur. Kita semua beruntung sekali telah diundang oleh beliau untuk datang ke tanah suci Sri Mayapur Dham ini. Yeah. So anyway, this in this verse, the Maharaj Nabi has performed a sacrifice, and the Lord Vishnu has personally appeared in the sacrifice, and the Brahmanas are offering prayers to Lord Vishnu. Jadi Maharaj Nabi telah melakukan mengaturkan upacara kurban suci yagya, dan Vishnu sendiri muncul dalam bentuknya yang berlengan empat di dalam tempat yagya itu, dan sekarang para Brahmana sedang memanjatkan doa kepada beliau. So first of all, the Brahmanas honestly admit themselves to be in ignorance. Ya, jadi pertama para Brahmana secara jujur mengaku diri mereka berada di dalam kebodohan. And this is actually the beginning of spiritual life. Ini adalah awal kehidupan rohani. Ya. We have to admit that we are foolish. Otherwise we cannot learn anything. Ya. Kita harus mengaku diri kita bodoh. Baru kita bisa belajar sesuatu. If we think that we are very qualified, very knowledgeable, very expert, then the guru cannot teach us anything. Yeah. Kalau kita merasa diri kita sangat pintar, sangat ahli, sangat canggih, guru tidak bisa mengajar apapun pada kita. Yeah. And then we will come into the category of what is known as ashradhana or faithless. Yeah. Dan kita akan masuk ke dalam kategori orang yang tidak mempunyai keyakinan atau iman. Yeah. So the Brahmanas have honestly admitted their foolish position. Jadi para Brahmana dengan jujur mengaku diri mereka bodoh. Although obviously these Brahmanas were very much qualified in terms of performing the Vedic ritual to the extent that Lord Vishnu had personally appeared in their sacrifice. Jadi walaupun Brahmana-Brahmana itu tentunya itu sangat qualified, sampai yagya yang mereka lakukan berhasil menghadirkan Vishnu secara pribadi di dalam yagya tersebut. Nevertheless, in their humility, they were considering themselves to be foolish. Walaupun demikian, karena sifat rendah hati yang mereka miliki, mereka masih merasakan dirinya bodoh. Yeah. So this is a very important point. Ini sesuatu yang sangat penting sekali. a disciple should always consider him or herself to be a fool before his or her spiritual master. Jadi seorang murid harus selalu merasa dirinya sangat bodoh di depan guru kerohaniannya, ya. Ini sangat penting, ya. So, although these brahmanas were so much qualified, but they were thinking themselves to be foolish before the Lord. Jadi walaupun brahmana-brahmana ini sangat memiliki kualifikasi tinggi, namun di hadapan beliau, di hadapan Vishnu yang muncul, mereka merasa mengaku dirinya bodoh sekali. Ya. Jadi now the second point is the reason for the Lord's appearing in the sacrifice. Jadi point yang kedua yang ingin kita bahas itu adalah mengapa beliau muncul di tempat itu, ya. And this we can expand it. Why does the Lord appear anywhere in this in the earth or in any place? Why does the Lord appear? Jadi ini bisa kita perluas masalah ini atau persoalan ini, mengapa beliau muncul dimanapun di bumi ataupun di tempat lain. So it is answered in this verse, and Srila Prabhupada has also elaborated in his purport that the Lord appears in order to give his causeless mercy to the fallen souls and to all of those persons who before whom he appears. Jadi itu dijawab di dalam sloka ini, dan Srila Prabhupada juga membahas dalam penjelasannya bahwa beliau muncul untuk memberi karunia yang tidak sebabnya kepada para roh yang jatuh seperti kita semua. Ya. Yeah. So in this case the Lord had appeared in his Vishnu form in a sacrificial arena. In our case, the Lord appears before us in the form of the Sri Vigraha or the Sri Murti, the deity form of the Lord. Jadi dalam kasus ini beliau muncul dalam bentuk Vishnu di tempat upacara yagya. Bagi kita itu Krishna muncul di depan kita dalam bentuk Archa Vigraha atau Sri Murti, ya. And the reason has also been explained here by Srila Prabhupada, that because we do not have spiritual vision, we cannot see presently cannot see the Satchitananda Vigraha form of the Lord. What we can see is wood and brass and other material objects. This is the limit of our vision. So the Lord appears before us in that form in order to accept our service, even though our service may be very insignificant, although he may be very much unqualified. But out of his causeless mercy, the Lord appears before us in the form of a deity and accepts our worship, even though it may be full of faults. Yeah. Jadi alasannya dijelaskan di sini mengapa beliau muncul dalam bentuk arca, karena indria kita pada saat ini tidak mampu melihat Satchitananda Vigraha beliau. Kita baru mampu melihat logam, kayu dan sebangsanya. Karena itu beliau muncul di depan kita dalam bentuk seperti itu supaya beliau bisa menerima pengabdian suci yang ingin kita haturkan kepada beliau, meskipun apa yang kita persembahkan sangat tidak memenuhi syarat. Ya. Yeah. Sangat tidak memenuhi syarat. The Lord has appeared in many, many different forms in different parts of this planet. Jadi Krishna sudah muncul di banyak bentuk di berbagai tempat di planet ini. So as I was beginning the class, somebody asked me to tell some stories about Indonesia, so I'll do that a little bit later on at the end of the class. Jadi waktu saya mau masuk di sini ada yang minta saya ceritakan tentang Indonesia, akan saya lakukan di akhir pelajaran ini. Anyway, just before that, I would like to just say a little bit about deity worship. Jadi sebelum saya lanjutkan, saya ingin bicara sedikit tentang cara sembahyang pada arca. Please forgive me, I'm speaking before Jananivas and Pankajangri, who are the most expert pujaris. Please forgive me if what I say is anything wrong. Jadi saya minta maaf bicara tentang arca di depan dua pujari kita, Jananivas dan Pankajangri, yang jauh lebih qualified daripada kami untuk bicara tentang hal ini. Anyway, before we do deity worship, we have to chant two mantras which are called Bhuta Sudhi. Sebelum kita sembahyang pada arca, kita harus membacakan dua mantra yang disebut Bhuta Sudhi. Naham vipro nacha narapatir. You know this verse? Let's chant it together, yeah? Naham vipro nacha narapatir, napi vaisho na sudro, naham vani nacha grihapatir, na vanasto yatirva, kintu prajan nikila paramananda punamritabder, gopi bartur pada kamalayor dasa dasa anudasaha. So the meaning of this verse is, I am not a brahmana, I am not a kshatriya, I am not a vaisha, I am not a sudra. Neither am I a brahmachari, a grihasta, a vanaprastha, or a sannyasi. Yes? I am simply the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, who is the self-manifesting ocean of nectar, yeah? Who is the maintainer of the gopis. This is the translation, more or less. Jadi terjemahannya itu, aku bukan Brahmana Kshatriya Vaishya maupun Sudra, aku bukan Brahmachari Grihastha Vanaprastha maupun Sanyasi. Saya hanyalah hamba dari hamba dari hamba dari Krishna yang memelihara para gopi. Yeah. So let us reflect for a minute on the meaning of this verse. Yeah. Especially regarding the meaning of this dasa dasa anudasa. Jadi marilah kita renungkan sedikit mengenai makna sloka ini, terutama mengenai dasa dasa anudasa. So we have Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yeah. And then Krishna is served by his personal servitors, such as the gopis and the gopas and so forth, his parishada, his personal associate. And then there are other devotees who serve those devotees, such as the manjaris and others. So they're serving Krishna not directly, but by serving the servants of Krishna. Yeah. And some of these exalted personalities from the spiritual world appear in this material world as spiritual masters to give mercy to fallen conditioned souls like us. And we accept the position as the servants of these spiritual masters. So that in this way, our position is dasa, dasa, anudasa. We will always simply be the servant of our spiritual master. Yeah. Srila Prabhupada was asked regarding his spiritual position, and he always replied, I am the eternal servant of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Finished. That was Prabhupada's explanation of his position. And our position will always be the humble, try to be the humble servant of our spiritual master. Yeah? Jadi kita ini adalah hamba dari hamba dari hamba dari guru kerohanian kita. Ada Krishna, ada hamba-hamba Krishna seperti para gopa dan gopi. Kemudian ada hamba-hamba mereka dan ada di antara mereka yang muncul di dunia ini sebagai guru-guru. Dan kita menjadi hamba dari guru-guru selamanya. Begitu. Now, the second Bhuta Sudhi mantra, Divyad Sri Hari, chant, if you know it, chant it along with me. Divyad Sri Hari Mandiraja Tilakam Kantam Sumalanvitam Vaksha Sri Hari Nama Vana Shubagam Shikandaliptam Punaha Putam Sukshmam Namam Vramam Vimalatam Mityam Vahantim Tanum Dhyayat Sri Guru Padma Nikote Sevatsakam Chatmanaha. So this, the verse means meditating on our body with the tilak, yeah, and Krishna's names written on our body. Divyad Sri Hari Mandiraja Tilakam, in the temple of Krishna with tilak, yeah, and Krishna's name written on our body. Yeah. Meditating on the with the permission of my spiritual master and meditating on his lotus feet, now I will do this seva puja. Yeah. So I'm meditating on the lotus feet of my guru and I'm taking his permission and now I will do this puja. Yeah. Jadi saya dengan memakai tilak dan nama Krishna ditulis di badanku dan sekarang dengan izin dari guru dan saya akan melakukan pengabdian ini sambil bersemadi pada kaki Padma Guru Kerohanian. Begitulah arti dari mantranya. So this is a very important point. I remember, please correct me if I'm wrong, Janani Vas Prabhu asked Srila Prabhupada, how should I do the deity worship? And Prabhupada said, you put two asanas, and one is for you and one is for me, and I will do the puja. Janani Vas, ini mohon saya dikoreksi kalau saya salah, pernah bertanya kepada Prabhupada, bagaimana cara sembahyang pada arca? Dan Prabhupada bilang, kau taruh dua asana, satu buat kamu, satu buat aku, dan aku yang akan sembahyang pada arca. And even now, Prabhu, I think you also put two asanas even now, yeah, one for Prabhupada, yeah. Prabhu, sampai sekarang pun, kalau beliau sembahyang pada arca, satu untuk dirinya, dan satu untuk Prabhupada, sampai sekarang pun. Janani Vas Prabhu ki jai. This is, yeah, we should not imagine that we have become a personal associate of the deity. Yeah, kita jangan berimajinasi bahwa kita sudah menjadi rekan pribadi arca. We are simply, always the servant of our Guru Maharaj, and it's by his order and with his blessing that we will try to do some service for the deity. Yeah, jadi kita ini jangan membayangkan bahwa kita sudah menjadi rekan pribadi dari arca yang kita layani. Kita hanya menjadi hamba dari guru kita dan atas perintah beliaulah kita akan sembahyang pada arca. Itulah posisi kita selamanya. Ya. Yeah. So in our village in Sumatra, Gita Nagari Baru village, the system of puja we have is called Seva Adhikari system. Yeah. Di kampung kita di Gita Nagari Baru kan sembahyang itu Seva Adhikari. Yeah. We have 38 families in our village and each family has to do the puja one day a week. Yeah. One day in the month. So like this it rotates. The Prabhu will do all the artis, and the Mataji will cook all the offerings for one day. So like this, it's going on. Yeah. Jadi di Gita Nagari Baru kan kita punya sistem Seva Adhikari. Yeah. Jadi Prabhu dan Mataji sudah tahu sistem itu. Jadi sehari dalam satu bulan. So the deities we have in the deities which have appeared in Gita Nagari Baru in the village. The name of the deities are Sri Sri Radha Madan Gopal Lalita Vishaka. These are the deities in the village, in the main temple. And then next to the main temple is the temple of Nisringadev. The name of the deity is Sri Sri Prahlad Lakshmi Soumya Nisringa. Yeah. So there's 150 devotees in the village and they're all very enthusiastic about worshipping Sri Sri Radha Madan Gopal Lalita Vishaka and Nisringadev in the village, taking it in turn. Yeah. Jadi penyembah di sana semua semangat sekali. And we have Rathiyatra every week. Yeah, once a week, all the deities come and go on the ratham, and they go around the village and stop in the front of the house of every devotee. And then the devotees come out from their house and do offer aarti and break the coconut and make some offering like this and get some mahaprasadam. And this way Krishna goes around the whole village. But actually the village belongs to Krishna. Yeah? So this is the system we have. Prabhu kan sudah tahu tidak perlu saya jelaskan. They already know. Yeah. So this is what it used to be like in Vedic times. The deities would go around the village. Ini seperti inilah sistemnya di zaman. You still have the yatra where you take. You don't have an elephant anymore. Yeah, but you take on a palanquin. Huh? Yeah, in the winter. Bulan musim dingin mereka juga membawa arca keliling di sini, ya, di sini, ya. So anyway, many deities have appeared in Indonesia in different places. Yeah, I've mentioned one in Lampung, Gita Nagari Baru. We have Radha Madan Gopal, Lalita Vishaka, and Shringadev. In the mountains outside of the city of Jakarta, we have Radha Govinda. Radha Govinda with Lalita and Vishaka, and also Gornitai, yeah, and we have also Nrisingadev, yeah, but in the same temple, not in a separate temple. The story of the appearance of Radha Govinda is also quite interesting. Jadi cerita munculnya Radha Govinda juga cukup menarik. So anyway, those days, this is 1983, yeah. We were just having a small ashram in a rented house in Jakarta. We had a small deity of Prabhupada and a small deity of Nrisingadev. We had no plan to make a big temple and have big deity worship. So someone called up on the telephone and said, "We have some deities of Radha Krishna and we don't know how to worship them. Can you please come and take these deities?" Yeah. Jadi waktu itu tahun 83 kita punya rumah kecil di Jakarta, kita belum ada rencana untuk punya arca yang besar. Ada yang menelpon, kita punya arca Radha Krishna, kami tidak tahu cara menyembahnya, silakan datang mengambil. So we went to that place and we took the deities of Radha Govinda and brought them to the house. And I called up Harisori Prabhu that time, who is the GBC, and I said, "Prabhu, someone has donated a set of Radha Krishna deities." And it happened to be Krishna Janmashtami on that day. So he said, "You should immediately put them on the altar and start worshipping them." Jadi, saya telepon Harisori Prabhu waktu itu. Saya telepon, terus saya bilang, itu ada yang menyumbangkan arca Radha Krishna, gimana? Dia, karena hari itu Krishna Janmashtami, dia bilang, taruh di altar mulai sembahyang. So that's how Radha Govinda came. Yeah, we just started worshipping them, and that's already been this Krishna Janmashtami will be 30 years anniversary of worshipping Radha Govinda. Jadi Krishna Janmashtami ini akan 30 tahun kita sudah memuja Radha Govinda. Hare Krishna. Yeah. So they're there, and we also had, later on we installed Lalita and Vishaka and Gornitai and Nrisingadev. Yeah. The two Nrisingadev deities are also very interesting. The Nrisingadev deity in Radha Govinda temple and the Nrisingadev deity in Lampung are both very interesting because they were both made by Muslims. Yeah. This man is a Muslim, but he makes deities. And he only works from 4:30 in the morning until 6 a.m. Then he stops. He said that's the most auspicious time of the day. Apart from that, he doesn't. So 4:30 in the morning, he starts working, and then 6 o'clock, he stops. And like this, he makes the deities. Yeah. So we got the picture from Shilpa Shastra, and we said, "Can you make a murti like this?" And he said, "Yes, I can." So he made one big one and one smaller. The Nrisingadev murti in Radha Govinda temple is 1.2 meters, quite big, quite heavy, yeah. And the one in Lampung is 60 centimeters high. It's about this big, yeah. So both of these murtis are made by a Muslim and very beautiful and served with great devotion by the deities. Itu ceritanya dibuatkan arca di Muntilan oleh yang tukang ukirnya, dia Muslim. Tapi dia tiap hari kerjanya dari 4:30 pagi sampai jam 6 pagi, dia kemudian berhenti. Yeah. Some of the other deities we have in Indonesia, there's we have another farm which is called Ganga Sagara Baru. Yeah, New Ganga Sagara. It's all water. It's all water there, and you have the temple is on stilts. So they plant rice, but it's permanently like water all over the place. So we called it Ganga Sagara Baru, and we there have installed deities Panchatattva. Yeah. So they're being worshipped in the temple which is on stilts above the water. Ganga Sagara Baru. And in Bali there are at the moment 5 big temples. Yeah. They have Sri Sri Radha Madhava Lalita Vishaka in Gaurahari Ashram in Bitra. Then there's Krishna Balaram Temple in Denpasar. And then there is Nitai Gauranga, they have the temple there, yeah, in Baha, towards the western side of Bali. And then there's Jagannath Gauranga Temple. Then there's another one called Radha Rasheshwar Temple. So there are 5 big temples in Bali alone, yeah. Some of the other temples in Sulawesi, as far as I know, there are 4 temples, Sulawesi Island, yeah. And then in Papua, we also have one temple in a city called Manukwari. The people there are very dark-skinned, and some of them are still using bows and arrows also, yeah. We have a temple there with deities of Gornitai. Many, many, Krishna has appeared in many, many places in Indonesia. At the moment, there are, last time I counted, about 20 temples with deities. So that's quite a lot, about maybe 4,000 devotees in Indonesia, mostly in Bali, but many other places, Sulawesi, Lampung, yeah. Jadi banyak penyembah di Indonesia, di mana-mana. Anyway, as we've heard here, Krishna has appeared in his deity form in order to give his causeless mercy to us, although we are not qualified to serve him. Jadi Krishna muncul dalam bentuk arca untuk menerima pengabdian kita, meskipun kita tidak memiliki kualifikasi untuk mengabdi kepada beliau. Yeah. So we are very fortunate that the Lord has very kindly appeared before us in order to accept our service. Kita semua sangat beruntung bahwa Krishna muncul di hadapan kita dalam bentuk arca dan berkenan menerima pengabdian kita yang penuh dengan kelemahan dan kekurangan, ya. And we should always be very careful to avoid the different kind of seva aparad or offenses which are mentioned in the Nectar of Devotion in connection with serving the deities. Dan kita harus selalu hati-hati menghindari 64 jenis seva aparad yang disebut di Kitab Lautan Manisnya Rasa Bhakti berhubungan dengan sembahyang kepada arca. Srila Rupa Goswami has mentioned 64 kinds of seva aparads to be avoided. Jadi Sri Rupa Goswami sudah menyebutkan 64 jenis aparad pada arca. Kita harus sangat hati-hati untuk menghindarinya. Otherwise, if the Lord is not pleased, as he has appeared by his own desire, he can also disappear as well. Yeah. Jadi karena Krishna muncul atas kehendak sendiri, beliau juga bisa menghilang atas kehendak sendiri kalau beliau tidak puas dengan pengabdian kita. There are many stories about this. Ada cerita tentang hal tersebut. I will tell you one of these stories. Saya akan salah satu kisah nyata akan saya ceritakan. At one point, the devotees in New Zealand were very fond of surfing. You know the surfing, on the going in the waves with the surfboard? Yeah. Pernah menyembah di New Zealand, senang sekali naik berselancar. Yeah. So they thought that Lord Jagannath would also like to go surfing. Yeah. Jadi mereka berpikir Jagannath pun akan suka untuk berselancar. So they made a special surfboard with a place for Lord Jagannath on the surfboard. And they were going to take Lord Jagannath to the ocean and have Lord Jagannath surfing. Yeah. Jadi mereka membuat papan perselancar khusus dan mereka akan membawa Jagannath ke laut dan Jagannath mau diajak perselancar. So they, of course, this is not mentioned anywhere in the Shastras. Tentu ini di dalam kitab suci tidak disebut sama sekali yang begini. Yeah, there is no mention of the Shastra of doing this sort of stuff. Anyway, they were in a car and they had Lord Jagannath in a vehicle with a surfboard, and they were bringing him to the ocean to go surfing. Yeah. Jadi kemudian Lord Jagannath ada di dalam mobil dengan papan perselancar dan sedang dibawa ke laut untuk diajak perselancar. So somehow or other the car exploded. It caught on fire. The engine caught on fire, and this vehicle was completely burnt, and Lord Jagannath also was burnt completely, finished. Yeah. So we can understand that Lord Jagannath did not want to go surfing. Yeah. Jadi itu mobil itu mesinnya terbakar, mobil itu terbakar habis, dan Jagannath pun terbakar sampai habis. Jadi Jagannath tidak berkenan, ya. Tidak berkenan, ya. Dan tidak mau diajak perselancar, ya. Sometimes these things happen. The temple in Tokyo also burnt down many years ago, ya. There's another story about that, ya. Jadi kuil di Tokyo di Jepang juga pernah terbakar bertahun-tahun yang lalu. Mataji will remember that incident, ya. Dan Mataji pasti ingat peristiwa itu. Jadi kalau kita tidak melayani beliau dengan baik, jangan berpikir arca itu adalah patung. Arca itu adalah Krishna sendiri. So, never think that the deity is a statue. Yeah? The deity is Krishna himself. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said that, Pratima Nahatumi Sakshat Rajendra Nandana. You are not a statue. You are directly the son of Nanda Maharaj. Yeah? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu juga bilang, Pratima Nahatumi, kau bukan patung. Kau adalah putra Nanda Maharaj. Kau adalah Krishna sendiri. So we have to always, for this reason, we have to always be very respectful and careful in doing our worship to the deity. Otherwise it will become aparad. Yeah? Karena itu kita harus selalu sangat hati-hati dalam sembahyang kepada arca. Harus sangat bersih, sangat rapi. Jangan menjadi familiar. Jangan menganggap ini adalah patung. Yeah? Okay, so I think we're coming close to the time limit. Someone put up a sign here saying that I should stop at 8:45, so I will. And we'll just give a little bit of time for some questions. Terima kasih banyak. Saya harus berhenti sebelum waktu, dan ada waktu sedikit untuk pertanyaan. Yes, Prabhu, please.
Thank you, Prabhu. I was looking forward to your class. It's anything but disappointing. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah.
You mentioned Shilpi Shastra along with the story of the Muslim
Motiwala. Shilpi Shastra, yeah.
I have two questions. First of all, where do I find Shilpi Shastra? Because I'm interested in reading it.
Yeah.
And the other question is, do the Muslims, in the tradition of this sculptor, do they have a concept of deity worship and deity sacred making? Okay. What was the Muslim's state of mind? I mean, did he relate to our needs and our what we were requesting him to do?
Okay. There's a book called Shilpa Shastra, which is written by a person whose name is Gopinath Rao. Yeah, and it's written in Telugu language, but it has pictures of all of the standard forms of the deities, of Krishna's incarnations. But it's a very rare book. It's very hard to find.
There's no English version of it?
Not as far as I know. It's in Telugu, but it's got a lot of pictures inside, you can see. And I was fortunate to find a copy in Malaysia. So I have a copy. So maybe I can photocopy. Maybe Ajamil would like to see this book also. Yeah, I have one copy, not here in Indonesia. Yes, yes, yeah. Well, it's a big book like this, yeah. Maybe, I don't know if there's still copies available in Hyderabad, perhaps, yeah. I'll inquire for you, yeah. If I find, I'll send it to Ajamil, and you can, from him, you can take it.
Do you know if the Telugu was a translation of a Sanskrit book?
It's got Sanskrit, but it's written in Telugu, like Telugu letters, yeah. Okay, it's the second question. Do the Muslims have a concept of deity worship? The answer is no. No, they don't. In fact, it is forbidden to have any kinds of forms, yeah, for them. But they're doing, as you know, there are nine kinds of devotional service, yeah, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, just like we have the nine islands of Navadvip, yeah. So one of the nine kinds of devotional service is Vandanam, offering prayers. So the Muslims don't have Archanam, they don't do deity worship, but they do a lot of Vandanam, they do a lot of prayers. They're very good at offering prayers. So they're in that respect, we can appreciate that, yeah. How serious they are of doing their prayers. They pray five times every day, very seriously. But this is actually a good quality. If only we would be as serious as they are, we would maybe be more advanced in Krishna consciousness. Yeah.
I ask partially because the working between 4 and 6 would suggest that the man had the concept of the sacred time it was, and that he was in some way engaged in sacred service, or not at all?
Well, they have a concept of the auspicious time for doing prayers and the auspicious time of doing different. When we have our Mangalati, 4:30 in the morning, they're also doing prayers for the first time, you see? So there's some concept of auspicious times, yeah. Prabhu, Ajamil, yeah.
Hare Krishna, I just want to add that the many times that I went to Indonesia, the preaching that Guru Mandala Bhumi Prabhu is doing there is quite amazing. But if the country of Indonesia, they have about 250 million people,
yeah.
And it's predominantly Muslim. But
yeah.
The interesting thing is that I went to one museum in, was it Palamambo? Wasn't it? There's a place in near Lampung, where they have the museum with the history of Indonesia. So it says that the first settlers in Indonesia were Hindu and Buddhist. And so originally, all the Muslims in that country were Hindu and Buddhist. And then they got converted. And the very interesting thing about Indonesia is that although they are Muslims, they still regularly read the Mahabharata,
yeah.
And the Ramayana.
Yeah.
Just like in Jakarta, you will find an enormous big depiction of Krishna and Arjuna right in the center of the city,
yeah.
Which is respected by all the Muslim communities. So the Muslim people in Indonesia are actually quite quite special, but I would say like half Hindu, half Muslim.
Yeah.
Or half Krishna, half... With a great affinity towards Krishna. I wanted to add that comment.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, thank you very much. Yeah. Yes, Mataji, please.
Yeah. I can speak loud.
Please, yeah.
I was just wondering, you were talking about more like temple worship of deities. Do you have any advice for like home deity, like worship?
Yes. She asked about whether we have worship of deities in the homes in Indonesia. Yes, we do. Many of the devotees are worshipping deities in their homes. Yeah. Especially those who are far away from main temple. Yeah. Banyak penyembah sembahyang pada arca di rumahnya, yeah, di Indonesia selain temple. Yes, Mataji, we have.
Well, I was actually asking, you were saying like how we should be when we're doing deity worship. I was asking like more personally, like what advice for worshiping deities in the home? Like is the standard, like I just wanted further input.
Well, in a big temple, the standard is very high. In your home, you may not be able to keep the very high standard. But at least Prabhupada said the main things is clean and punctual. Yeah? Clean and on time. It's better if you can do a simple puja and do that regularly every day than try to do some very elaborate puja and then the next day not be able to maintain that. Just whatever you can do, try to do it regularly, keep it simple, keep it clean, keep it punctual. Yeah? If you're doing deity worship but your kitchen is filthy, then Krishna may not like to accept the offering. Yeah. I remember Prabhupada came to Melbourne. Were you there, Ajamil? I think you were, when Prabhupada installed Radha Vallabha in Melbourne. Anyway, Prabhupada came and he brought Radha Vallabha, these big Radha Krishna deities from Jaipur, and he was going to install them the next day. And Prabhupada's servant or secretary went into the kitchen and saw the kitchen was filthy. So he reported to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada said, I will not install the deities because the kitchen was dirty. So we were like this, you know, what are we going to do? So we stayed up all night, we demolished the entire kitchen and made a completely kitchen new in one night. We laid the floor, we put a new stove, we put a new sink, we cleaned everything out, new taps, new everything, completely clean in one night. Yeah. And then Prabhupada's secretary came down the next morning and had a look and reported, Srila Prabhupada, now the kitchen is clean and new. Prabhupada said, all right, I will install the deities. Otherwise, dirty kitchen, I will not install the deities. Yeah. So this is Prabhupada's lesson to all of us. So anyway, in your home, you can have a simple deity worship. And of course, it doesn't mean that you spend all of your time in your home doing the deity worship and never go to the main temple. That's also not so good. Prabhupada wanted us to come to the big temple and worship Krishna together, chant Hare Krishna together. But in your home, then you can do the simple puja. Yeah. Hare Krishna. Any more questions? Yeah. More questions? Yes, Prabhu. Yeah. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. Pengalaman Tiang pribadi di Indonesia, ketika membantu pujari-pujari yang duluan, senior pujari, Tiang pernah melihat mereka berdebat masalah alas kaki Padma Narasingadev sama Prahlad Maharaj. Tentunya Tiang bukan pujari, tetapi berdebat karena alas kaki. Biasanya di bawah kaki Padma Narasingadev kan sudah ada Padmanya. Salah satu pujari bilang tidak perlu alas kaki, dan pujari yang lain perlu alas kaki, kain kecil, beliau lebih nyaman. Bagaimana Tiang melihat hal ini, prinsipnya seperti apa? Terima kasih.
Maksudnya di bawah arcanya atau
iya,
di bawah?
Iya, di bawah arcanya, di bawahnya persis.
Padma ya?
Iya.
Okay, this is a technical question. He's asking that they were debating whether there should be a lotus underneath the deity of Lord Nrisingadev, whether there needs to be like a lotus kind of asana underneath Lord Nrisingadev's deity. There were different opinions. Some said there should be, some said there should not be. Well, most, you have the deity, then underneath the deity is a pita, yeah, which is like the base, And many times we find that that base is in the form of a lotus flower. Yeah? Di arca itu ada arca dan di bawahnya itu ada pita. Pita itu kan alasnya. Dan seringkali kita lihat bahwa alas itu adalah dalam bentuk bunga padma. Yeah? Even if you see in Prambanan, there's a very old temple from the 8th century in Java, in Yogyakarta, and the pita is also in the form of a lotus. Yeah? Jadi di Prambanan pun kan ada padma di bawah arca di sana, di Prambanan. Yeah? So it's a usual thing. I can't remember. Underneath Lord Nrisingha Dev here, we have a lotus. Yeah? Di sini Narasingha pun ada padma di bawah beliau. Yeah? Yeah. Yeah. Pancha Tattva juga begitu. Yeah? Radha Madhava juga begitu. Yeah? Itu sudah umum. Pancha Tattva, Radha Madhava, they all have lotus flowers underneath them. Jadi saya pikir Narasingha pun demikian, Prabhu. Yeah? Anyway, just in conclusion, Prabhu berdiri sebentar. This is Prabhu Sudarshan. He's the head of our village of Gita Nagari Baru, and he's. Any of you who ever visit Indonesia, you're welcome to visit Gita Nagari Baru village. And we also have a school, Prabhu Satpuja berdiri sebentar. Yeah, Prabhu Satpuja Gauranga is the headmaster of our school. Yeah, Gita Nagari Baru. So all welcome, and also we have his daughter Brinda berdiri. Yeah, she's berapa umurnya Brinda? She's 13. She's also a student in our school. She's the daughter of Prabhu Satpuja Vrindavaneshwari Hare Krishna. Yeah, and her mother Radha Govinda. Yeah, is also a teacher. Yeah. These are some of our devotees. Any Prabhu Vishwakarma, the Diri, yeah? This Prabhu Vishwakarma, he's a civil engineer. And he also has designed and constructed many of our temples in Indonesia. Yeah? Ada siapa lagi di sini? Yeah, anyway, these are all devotees from our village in Indonesia. And you're all welcome to visit Indonesia sometime. And we hope that Radha Madhava will be merciful to us again and allow us to visit Sri Mayapur Dham once again. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Jai Gaura Premanandi. Hare.